with your hosts Angela Breyer Stevenson and Jan Mulligan on Channel Radio.
Hello, people of the listening world here on channelradio.co.uk. Yes, it's me, Angela Breyer Stevenson, here in the studio on this glorious sunny day. It feels like summer. I don't know about you, Catherine, but I thought about putting my shorts on, but then I thought I don't want to scare my guest. So welcome, Catherine Horn from at Panache Wigs, if you want to follow her on Twitter.
Hello.
We're going to talk to you a little bit more in depth about your wonderful business, Catherine, and all the wonderful things you do, but also the real lovely inspirational story, I feel, as to why you set it up. So okay. Welcome back to the studio, because I know you were on another show that is on channelradio.co.uk. And it's on every Thursday at 11 till 12, and that's with the wonderful Sian Murphy. It's Women in Business. And you joined her, did you not, last year?
I did, that's right, yes. In December. Yeah.
So you joined the chaos of Channel Radio.
I did.
Not really. We have some marvellous shows on here. Today's show, Who Cares Wins, is all about health and well-being. Welcome if you've just found us and just joining and just tuning in. You may have had a little laugh this morning when I was on Periscope. I'm still practicing and I'm still learning. We was on Periscope. I had a little video showing you that I was in the studio and I was prepping for the show. And people were retweeting me and saying hi. I had a hello from Russia, Catherine. So, yes, we are dominating the world. Anything to do with health and well-being. Yes, exactly. That's what we like. So, yes, welcome, welcome, wherever you're listening, whether it's from your armchair, whether it's on your lunch break, whether you're at work or whether you're on a day off or whether you're walking the dog and you're listening through your iPhone or your tablet or any form of mechanism that gets the internet and you can listen to Channel Radio. So Who Cares Wins is all about health and well-being and a few health and well-being information bits and news and bulletins. Just to remind you, last week I mentioned it, that I was going to be exhibiting under the Who Cares Wins banner at the Wrinkly Roadshow. Yes, ooh. Catherine, it sounds very bizarre, doesn't it?
It does.
The entry criteria for me was that I had enough wrinkles. the Wrinkly Roadshow, we're dispelling the myths about people necessarily think wrinklies are old and past it and can't do anything. That's a load of rubbish. And the Wrinkly Roadshow is to prove that there is so much out there that in support and encouragement, as well as options and advice and help. It could be even just down to getting somebody out to a local community event.
That's brilliant.
So they were talking all about things, whether it be financial advice, legal advice, whether it be help for your parents, if you're looking at for yourself, but you're going along because you had parents that needed that guidance and help, or just a mobility aid, for example.
Very useful.
We were obviously there to highlight the show, and maybe they want to tune in and listen to our dulcet tones. So anyone was at the Wrinkly Road Show last week at the Allington Community Centre, then hello again. Thank you for listening and tuning in. If you've got any questions for us today, don't forget we are also available to be contacted on the various social media platforms. So the first one is obviously Twitter, so we're on either, if you want to tweet us or just retweet or follow, then give us a follow or a like on at Cares Wins. You can also hop over to Facebook, and we have a Facebook page which is Who Cares Wins Radio Show. Need a big breath to say that. You can give us a like, send a comment, and if I can get it in time, we will read it out on the show for you. And of course, the good old email, which is studio@whocareswinsradio.co.uk. Or if you like the good old fashioned dog and bone, give us a call live in the studio between now and 1 o'clock GMT time. You can call us on 01303 874 998, and I will attempt with my 15 pairs of hands to answer the phone and talk to you and say hi. You may have a question maybe for Catherine and all of her knowledge and experience and personal story. You might want to share your own story with us about health and well-being. So please get in touch. We'd love to hear from you. So just a few things. Wrinkly Roadshow is also having another of many of these shows. So last week's was the first of many. The lovely Kelly from Argo Life and Legacy, she is organising the next one on the 11th of March. So two things. If you are interested to go along as an exhibitor, so perhaps you want to go as an exhibitor. Catherine, this could be up your street, actually.
Yeah, sounds great.
Because obviously we're talking about hair loss or thinning hair.
Yeah.
And the business you do with regards to wigs. So, yes, it could be something you're interested in. But if you're out there and you're thinking, actually, I'd like to connect with the more mature people of the world and let them know what I do, then contact Wrinkly Roadshow. So I'll let you know the email address, if I can just find it here. I believe. My bit of paper. There it is. I'm all organised today. I feel quite strange, actually, Catherine. It's probably going to go pear-shaped in a minute. Is the wrinklyroadshow.com, or you can contact them via Twitter at wrinklyr. So the Facebook page is Wrinkly Roadshow. And, of course, the website is where you'll find their email and their contacts and all the tour dates. So the next one is the 11th of March, and it's at Lenham Community Centre in Maidstone. The postcode is ME17 2QT. So again, that's the Wrinkly Road Show. It's all about support and advice for the older generation.
That's great, isn't it?
I think it is. Yeah. It was a fabulous day last week. Mm. I got quite a lot of interviews as well with the exhibitors that were there. So I will be airing those various interviews. I've got to actually find some time to sit down at home and just go through and edit them, take out all my ums and ers, and then I can air them. We may have enough that I can put it all into one show, or I may just play a few over the next coming weeks. So fantastic. All those people that took time out of their little exhibition stand and took time to talk to me was brilliant. Mm, really but also good. Just meeting the people that came along, all the visitors. And, of course, the visitors, it's free. They don't have to pay to come in.
Brilliant.
You just rock up, come round, have a cup of tea and a biscuit, all free.
Lovely.
And find out, again, all the wonderful stuff that goes on. So it was brilliant, brilliant day. Very tiring. I got home and I thought, my goodness, I don't think I've stopped talking, which is unusual for me. So, yes. And the other thing is, just to highlight for those of you, I have some good friends. But, of course, it is tomorrow. It's Australia Day tomorrow. So I have to play it. Sorry, my friends in Australia are probably cringing right now if they're listening back to this or they're listening live because they can't sleep. But, of course, tomorrow is Australia Day. So many happy returns for those people down in Australia. And, of course, I was there 2 years ago now, 3 years nearly. Seems bizarre. I've got some other news that I will highlight, but just the biggie one, just to remind you, is Miriam McGuirk, wonderful, wonderful supporter of Channel Radio and also of this show. She is running that wonderful book competition where you can win two of her copies of her books free. She's giving them away. Bless her heart. So if you want to get in touch with us, you have until the 31st of January to let us know what quote or motto inspires you. And all you have to do is tell us at Who Cares Wins. And you can then tell us by Twitter, at Cares Wins. You can tell us by email, studio@whocareswinsradio.co.uk. Or you can tell us on Facebook. Just post a comment and put inspire with a little hashtag so we can just collate them all together. We will then decide the winner after the 31st of January. And then the winner is going to be announced live on air next Monday.
Ooh.
1st of February. Can you believe it, Catherine? It's February.
I know.
Where's this month? Oh, God, it's just amazing. So all those that had New Year's resolutions, I wonder how they're going. 4 weeks into 2016. Could be a bit of a challenge now. They might be starting to find it a little harder.
Yeah.
Maybe the motivation is dying, wilting, fading. Who knows? Maybe you want to tell us. Let us know. And I'm going to talk about Lisa Settle as well. You may recall last week I talked about the wonderful Lisa Settle, another big fan, supporter of Channel Radio and of this show. And she is doing a cycle ride, Catherine. She's not motorbikes. She's using her legs.
Okay.
She is pedally biking.
Gosh.
280 miles in November this year from Vietnam to Cambodia.
Good grief.
And she's going to be cycling with a friend of hers. And it's all to raise money for three charities. One is Joe's Cervical Cancer Trust, which this week is the awareness week of cervical cancer care. There's breast cancer care and ovarian cancer care. So Lisa Settle has a Just Giving page. You can go and donate, whether it's 5 pence, £5,000. Anything in between is gratefully received.
Really good.
She
yeah.
has a Just Giving website, which is, get your pens at the ready, it is justgiving.com/Lisa-Marie-Settle, as in S-E-T-T-L-E, and the number one. Because there's obviously a number of other pages, so there's two of them. So get along there and start helping, encouraging her, because she's started to think about that training, because she's going out at the moment in the wintry days to do her cycle training.
Very brave.
Although I think the other day I asked if she was out cycling in the wind and the rain, and she said no, she went swimming instead. So good on you, Lisa. We will support her all the way. In fact,
yep,
I haven't got round to it yet. I apologise with my lack of time this week, but I will be putting that on our homepage of Who Cares Wins, as well as keep tweeting it and putting it on Facebook. So she's an awe. I just bow, bow in front of you, Lisa, with the fab work you do for charity. So first and foremost, we get that out of the way. Important stuff, isn't it, Catherine?
It
but
is,
also,
definitely.
I feel it is important to highlight that this show is nothing without our guests. And I'm very inspired and I'm very honoured to have Catherine here in the studio.
Oh,
now,
thank you.
I can't take the credit, Catherine, because you were met at the Business to Business show at the Discovery Park.
That's right.
And you met my wonderful co-host, Jan Mulligan, who sadly can't be with us for the next foreseeable future because of her work commitments. She has a contract now on a Monday. So she says hello to you. And apologies that she can't be with you.
That's fine.
Thanks, Jan, for getting her to come along. It's great. So, yes, over at the Discovery Park, there was a business show.
There was.
And you got chatting with Jan.
Yeah,
and we felt
chat.
That this needs to be shouted out from the rooftops about your story, but also about then now, as of that story, what you do. So if you don't mind for our listener, Catherine, I'd like to explore, first of all, just a little bit of history, background, sort of the your story, first of all, that I feel is really quite powerful and inspirational. But of course, the credibility, I know that your, if you like, other job, your other career, before you started Panache Weeks, you were in the social services arena. So there's an element and a link between going out and emotionally supporting people.
That's
so
right.
Tell the listeners about you, Catherine. Where did it all start? How did it all start?
As you say, I worked 24 years in social services. So, loved my work, loved supporting people, helping people, anybody with a disability or mental health difficulty, any vulnerable person.
And you went out, didn't you? You went out to their houses or you did visits,
Yes, I did, yeah. So they'd support them in any way that they, you know, they required. And then in 2013, I was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Wow. So that stopped you in your tracks.
It did, yes. It did rather. And yeah, had a couple of operations, chemotherapy, radiotherapy. And at that time, I lived in the country near Folkestone and I wanted somebody to come to my home, when I lost my hair.
Right, of course.
During my time at work, I'd been a very professional person, a very confident person, and just the effect of losing my hair, it just affected me so much, so badly. It just surprised me, you know, how much your confidence goes and your self-esteem.
Sure. Yeah, because it is almost, I know I hear a lot of stories, women talk to me, and we've had a lady on probably when we first went on the show, nearly 3 years we've been going. And the early days of Who Cares Wins, we had a lady on who'd gone through the treatment of breast. She'd had a whole, you know, the mastectomy, everything's gone.
Yeah.
And again, we talked about in some senses how you feel about the loss of that as a woman. You know, it's quite key for a lot of women that actually I don't feel me anymore.
That's right.
And I think a lot of people, again, with hair, it's a big thing for women.
It really is. You don't realise how much. It's you're sort of, you've lost your identity almost. And you just sort of feel that if you go outside with a bald head that you're going to be, as a female, you're going to be shunned from society and, you know, people are going to judge you and
finger points
and treat you differently.
Strange looks from
kids.
Bless them.
So, and as I say, I wanted somebody, I tried to find somebody to come to my home with a selection of wigs, and that, you know, who's somebody who could empathise and be understanding.
Yes.
And I couldn't find anybody that could do that.
So hard.
Yeah,
so
exactly. And I just remember saying to friends at the time, who were, you know, friends and family, very supportive, I just remember saying, you know, this is a service I'd love to set up.
Yeah, it's almost inspired you.
Yeah,
then.
Definitely, definitely, because I just felt so strongly that I wanted to help people that were in the same position as myself. So when I went back to work, I decided to set it up.
Fantastic. So when was this? This was 2013. You were diagnosed.
So, yeah, I set it up in 2014.
Blimey,
Panache Wigs. Yeah.
No stopping you.
So I spent a lot of time obviously sort of researching and having been through hair loss myself and having worn a wig, I knew that, you know, you have to have the best quality wig. You have to have a wig that looks as realistic as possible. And if you're poorly, then you need something that's very easy to look after. You know, it's always going to look nice when you put it on.
Yes, because I suppose that's the last thing you want when you're, I know.
Definitely.
For example, I know radiotherapy knocks it out of you, chemotherapy even more. The last thing you want to do is have to have more tasks to do.
That's
so
right,
if it's about
exactly.
having to keep this wig, let alone
exactly.
having to wear it.
Yes.
Because, you know, there must be a huge process that women and men go through mm-hmm. in, you know, that acknowledgement, as you say, confidence, and then the whole, like, oh, something else to do, when the last thing you probably want is to do anything.
That's right, exactly. And the modern, you know, good quality wigs are brilliant in that they're all pre-styled. They're very easy to look after. They don't need washing very often. And they revert back to the style that they were made in. So,
fantastic.
Yeah, you can literally just put it on.
It is.
And,
so it
and
makes
go.
It easier.
So you don't need to, you know, faff around with your hair. So.
Yeah. Well, I don't anyway, so. and we won't go on that subject, because I probably need a whole restyling session. But, if I can go back, if I may, to your own journey then. So you couldn't find anybody. So was it then that you had to put up, in inverted commas, a wig that you just sort of was able to just buy anywhere? Or did you have the scarf? You just had a scarf or nothing? What did you do?
I did eventually find a shop and I bought, but they didn't have the colour and the style that I actually wanted.
Right.
But when you need a wig, you need a wig quickly.
Yes.
And you want to look, although I sort of went thinking, oh, I'll have something completely different.
Yeah.
When it comes to it, and 99% of my customers are the same as this, you want to have exactly the same colour and style as your hair was before you lost it. Because you don't want anybody to know, you don't want the neighbours to know that there's anything wrong with you and that there's anything any different about you. And as I say, I couldn't find that, unfortunately. So I just
sort of
started
you thinking.
It just started me thinking.
Do you know what?
Yes.
There's a little gap, as all entrepreneurs do, a gap in the market.
I just feel, and just the whole process of, having somebody come to your home who's experienced hair loss themselves. And it's just, you know, very private.
It is, isn't it? It's not something you necessarily want to do as a group or go along to some outfitters or whatever the word would be. Apologies if that's the wrong word.
Exactly.
I think it's something private.
It's, it's just an alternative service, a private alternative service.
And you were a country girl in Folkestone. Is that where you're still based?
No, Ashford now.
You're Ashford based. Yep. So still Kent.
Still Kent.
Kent in England. But again, we could be worldwide domination by the end of the show. You never know. So let's have a bit of music because this has been chosen by yourself today, Catherine, one of a couple of songs that we've got today. And I think, again, the music for me, it gives me goosebumps when I think of it. But also I think this song, for me anyway, Catherine, also is an element of maybe your message that when you're out there with your clients and you're talking to them, because yes, you're not only going along and talking about wigs, you're also giving your own story, which helps them resonate with you about, she's thinking how I thought, or she's thought how I'm thinking, and she's gone through that. She knows exactly what I mean. I don't have to explain it.
That's
so
right.
So there's this element of holding on.
That's right.
That actually
it's just encouraging everybody to think as positively as possible.
Yeah.
Just take one day at a time and just you know, helping people to have a little bit of strength to carry on their journey.
And boosting that confidence to help them on that journey as
That's
well.
Right.
So it's a fantastic song. Gold Star Award goes to Catherine today for choosing one of some great songs today. This is Hold On by Wilson Phillips. Need to press the button, don't I? I'm getting all excited.
Why do you lock yourself up in these chains? No one can change your life except for you. Don't ever let anyone step all over you. Just open your heart and your mind. Is it really fair to feel this way inside?
Wins with your hosts Angela Breyer-Stevenson and Jan Mulligan on Channel Radio.
Well, I hope you liked that wonderful song because it gives me goosebumps every time I hear it. It's Angela here, Angela Breyer-Stevenson of Who Cares Wins, your health and well-being show. I am joined in the studio by a wonderful, very inspirational woman, Catherine Horn of Panache Wigs. Delighted to have you here, Catherine.
Thank you.
We are taking, if you want phone calls, you can call us on 01303 874 998 if you are able to listen to us live, if you're listening on Monday the 25th of January. Alternatively, you can, if you're listening to the playback on Thursday or via our radio archives, you can, of course, contact us via @CaresWins or you can email studio@whocareswinsradio.co.uk. And later, towards the end of the show, I will give you the shout-outs for Catherine's website and Catherine's Facebook page and Catherine's Twitter handle, although you can follow her right now, Twitter, @PanacheWigs, and you can see all the tweets we've been sending out. So, mm-hmm. Catherine, we talked about your little inspirational journey, just a snippet of that journey and your experience of when you were going through breast cancer mm-hmm. and your treatment
yep.
and the hair loss, which then inspired you to set up Panache Wigs.
Yes.
So it's only been going just over a year, mm-hmm. which is fantastic, I assumed, looking at everything that you've been established for years. Mm-hmm. And what, if you could just enlighten me, the actual process almost of how would I find you? How would I, if I was going through the same thoughts that you were having, mm-hmm. or had, sorry, how would I then go, right, well, so where do I find this woman? Unless I listen to Who Cares Wins Radio, of course. How would I hear or find about this woman, this wonderful woman, that can give me these wigs? And also maybe it's not just about providing a wig, surely. I think there's emotional support that you're doing
definitely.
Too.
Definitely. That's just as important as the wig.
Yeah.
It really is to have somebody who understands, who yeah. can empathise and offer advice if it's wanted.
Yes.
About hair loss, hair regrowth and just support.
Really. They're probably going to have thousands of questions, aren't they?
Yes, you do. And there's a lot of sort of, you know, having been through it myself, you have a lot of questions that you think are perhaps silly and you don't want to bother, you know, say the NHS nurses with, doctors or nurses with. I'm happy to answer those questions, you know, any questions about what I went through, chemotherapy, hair loss, hair regrowth, as I say, you know, I'm there to help in whatever
capacity. Because I think that can also inspire stroke jargon idea in someone's, you know, head, because I know from other aspects, just sharing ideas with people, you can suddenly go, oh, actually, I hadn't thought about that. But just listening to someone else's story, just listening to someone else's thought process,
yes.
or just you saying, well, this may or may not help you, but when
That's
I
right.
was diagnosed, da-da-da-da-da,
exactly.
this is how I felt, or this is what I did
That's
to
right.
help me out of that black hole that I
yes.
felt I was in.
Yes.
So I think it's great. And you're probably the only one in Kent, I would think, come across.
That I know of.
Yeah.
I'm the only person that's experienced hair loss that
is now doing it as a business.
Yeah, offers home visits.
Which is brilliant. I mean, obviously it's a paid business. There's costs that you need to cover. So these things, you know, can't just expect to just rock up and give it all to you free. But yeah, you need to contact Catherine because it's an individual process, surely, as well.
Yes,
in that they need, it's a one-on, you know, each individual person is going to be very unique in their journey and their story and their outlook on whether they want a wig or don't want a wig.
That's right.
So with the wigs, do you have to, and this is where I'm going right down to, I haven't got a clue what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Do you have to measure their head? What happens? How does it work?
Okay. Wigs come in different sizes, but they're all adjustable as well.
Oh.
So there's quite a variation because most people's heads are different sizes.
Mm.
Most heads are different.
And shapes, yeah.
And different shapes, exactly. Mm. So, I mean, typically... people, I have referrals from doctors, hairdressers, Macmillan.
Of course, yes. I saw on your website you've got a Macmillan lovely little logo.
That's right. Mm. I also support the Harmony Therapy Trust, which is a brilliant charity well. And also UCAN, which is a cancer youth charity.
Yes.
I support them. They do excellent work too. But also I have a website which explains obviously more about the wigs and the prices and things like that.
Mm. And that's panachewigs.co.uk, if
that's
I remember.
Right.
Gold
that's
star
right.
to me. Yes, I remember. So they can get all the information from there. Yeah.
That's
so
right.
You book an appointment to see me for, do you know how long you're going to be with a person, or do you dictate a time that, you
okay.
know, I'll only be there an hour,
It's really a bespoke service. I'm there for the individual to help in any way I can. I try not to have time restraints on the service.
Okay.
Which, again, is an optional service. Obviously, shops do have time restraints. So
yes, they do.
I don't.
And so do the NHS.
That's
they
right.
only have a limited time because they've got
exactly.
targets and other people to manage. They've got so busy.
That's right. Mm. So I usually... speak to the person on the phone first, for as long as they want, just to gain an idea of, you know, obviously what they're going through, what sort of support they may need. They might not, but they want to, you know, pick my brains about chemotherapy or cancer or, you know, hair loss.
Yeah.
Also just to gain sort of an insight into what sort of thing they would like, whether they would like to have, you know, a specific colour, specific style.
Yes, because you said just before the music break there about how they might initially have the whole, great reason to go green, pink, yellow, whatever.
Yeah.
But then you, from the conversations, they might realise, actually, no, I don't want to draw attention to myself.
Yeah.
I want to look as I did 2 months a week, whatever it is.
Exactly.
Ago.
Exactly. Mm. But obviously there are very many different shades, aren't there? If somebody says, I want blonde, short.
Yeah.
You know, there are massive variations.
Absolutely.
But I can luckily provide, well, I've always been able to so far.
Yeah, so far. touch wood, yeah.
Provide the exact colour and style that everybody wants.
Mm.
There's a variation in all of about 100 different styles and colours.
Wow.
Sorry, not 100, 1,000. I'm so sorry.
I was going to say 100, but 1,000, you know, and then I would be confused as to where to start probably. But I suppose you guide them in maybe even just starting with what their hairstyle was.
That's right,
and
exactly.
Then guiding from there.
That's it. I take a selection along with me. So I visit the person, as you say, in their own home.
Mm.
I cover the whole of Kent, East Sussex and Medway.
Wow. Just you?
Yes.
That is amazing. Yes. And no time constraint on meeting. So,
no.
I mean, in general, how long are you normally at their house?
It's usually about 2 hours because I take along a large selection so that people can try on. And it's just, the whole privacy. You can have people.
Yes.
I'll visit in the evenings or the weekends if a customer wants to have, say, a relative who works during the week there.
Yeah.
Because that helps enormously to have somebody there, for a second opinion.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's very important. And it's just all about making the person feel as comfortable as possible, which they are in their own home.
Mm.
So I take along a large selection. It's trying on as many as they want.
Mm-hmm.
And
we go from there. And then once it's bought, is that it? Is it? You know, I know you said that it's low maintenance. They didn't have to do too much to it.
Not too much to it. No.
What sort of things do they have? I mean, I'm assuming you have to brush it.
Yeah, it's the
like
wig comes
hair.
With. You do not an awful lot though. Actually, it's surprising. I do have synthetic wigs and real hair wigs.
Right.
Typically, most people actually buy synthetic wigs.
Is there a reason?
I think because they're about sort of half the price of real hair wigs. They're lighter. They're not as heavy.
Right.
They are a little bit easier to look after.
Mm-hmm.
And the choice of colours is greater.
Of course,
and
yes.
choice of styles is greater as well.
Ah.
And the wig comes with a pack of products, so everything that you need. So you get your shampoos, your conditioner.
Yeah.
You have a little kit in a little bag, and you have all your shampoos, conditioners. There's an optional wig silk spray. You have a special brush, and obviously our advise how you look after the wig.
Fantastic.
Yep. So,
and then is there
a
review point? Do you go back and how they're getting on with it, or is it just up to them as to whether they check in with you again, or is that sort of a one visit and then they've got their wig, they're set up for life?
Yes, sometimes I visit once, sometimes I visit twice, mm-hmm. With another selection. Sometimes people, obviously, you know, whatever the person wants, whatever my customers want, if they want to buy, sometimes they'll buy one and then say, oh, can you come back with a different selection? And I'll buy another one. And I'm there at the end of the phone at any time.
Really?
You know, they can contact me.
I could ring you at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Well, perhaps not at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, damn it.
I know. But yeah, I'm there. Just, you know, if I'm contactable at any time.
Brilliant.
If, as I say, if somebody has a question and says, oh, you know, I've got this odd side effect. Is that normal? Should I contact my doctor?
And you've done some presentations at the Macmillan support groups, is it? Or
Macmillan, West Kent and East Kent Macmillan both asked me.
To do
presentations.
Brilliant.
For them.
So again, that awareness.
Yes.
And I know you said you get referrals from doctor's surgeries with information in the surgeries and the hairdressers, because of course there is a very huge link between the hairdresser and looking after our hair on our head as it's growing and being cut and shaped. But of course, if they then are, I mean, I know I've been going to my hairdressers for years, so, you know, she's a very good friend. There is that referral that you see. She experiences all my life's traumas as well with me.
That's
so she's
right.
Like, actually, there's that natural progression that if I do then have that news and I'm going to have treatment which is going to cause me hair loss and I want to come back to other reasons why I might have hair loss. But actually then there's that, have you spoken to Catherine? Because da-da-da-da. And it's a natural link, like they might be linking you to a shampoo to buy or a conditioner to use.
That's right.
There's that other addition.
Yep.
But I'm sure things like WI groups will be interested in you going along, because I'm now thinking not just with the chemotherapy route and hair loss, but there must be other treatments, other medical treatments.
There are.
But also twofold. One, from my own personal experience when I went to my hairdressers, that through my fairly traumatic, I wouldn't say it's a huge issue in life, there's lots of other people worse off. But when I lost my mother at the end of October, and from sort of October through to when I saw my hairdresser in December, had it all styled and washed, and she went, there was a bit of hair loss, Angela. You need to keep an eye on that. She said, there's no bald patches, don't panic, but just keep an eye on it. She said, you can't really do anything about it. It's just stress, one of those things. But perhaps, you know, look at your nutrition, look at your diet, which I knew was a bit shot anyway. But so there's that side of it. But also in my older generation, positive support and encouragement that maybe just thinning hair from natural age.
Yes.
Do you get clients from that angle?
I do. A lot of customers have thinning hair or they have alopecia or they have lost their hair through medical or medications.
Yeah, medications.
You know, other than chemotherapy.
Yeah. So, again, we're not saying that it's just if you're going through chemotherapy that you're just there for that.
No.
You are any... I want to use a better word than occasion. What could I say? But any occasion where you're suffering hair loss.
Suffering hair loss.
Any shape or form.
Yep.
Which then throws in the spanner, perhaps. Are you liaising with men who have hair loss?
Yes.
Because some men do wear wigs.
That's right.
Or hair pieces.
Yes.
As they were known. Or are still known. Are they called hair pieces or is it all just now wigs?
There are hair pieces and wigs,
There
were both.
The two different.
But yes, anybody, as I say, any man that's experiencing hair loss or anybody perhaps transgender, transsexual.
Yes, because they want to actually make sure that they've got the proper wig. Yeah,
that's right,
absolutely.
As I say, because it's a private service.
Yeah.
You know, it's confidential, it's very private.
And I suppose I could go all the way out and say those that actually do cross-dressing, the whole, you know, going out, those that are performers that actually go in and perform, whether it be male or female.
Yes.
And then it also brings me right the way back to a question that popped in my head was, okay, going back to wigs of sort of when I remember with my mum's generation, so we're going 50, 60 years ago, the whole issue of will it blow off? You know, have I got to stick it to my head? You know, all of that sort of, you know, I suppose images can come up in your mind.
That's
and all
right.
of those television shows years ago, you used to take the mickey out of it.
Yes.
You know, so I'm assuming, Catherine, things have moved on.
They've moved on an awful lot. People, you know, particularly the old generation, are really surprised when they look at the wigs.
Yeah.
As to how realistic they are and how they do stay on now.
Yeah.
They're not uncomfortable. They're very breathable, very
they
light.
Don't itch.
They don't itch. You don't get hot.
Good.
And they do stay on. I remember when I first had mine, I was clinging onto
dear
life.
Were you?
But they don't come off.
That's good. So, because it is, again, that's that confidence of you're out and it's a bit of a breezy day by the seafront.
Definitely,
whatever. You've got a couple there, have you not? You brought
in,
didn't you? In your little bag of tricks over there. Russell, Russell, Russell. I can see some wigs.
I
know that this is radio, so it's not always great to show people, but I will, I promise you, listener, I will do a couple of photos at the end of the show, just to show you the actual wigs that she's brought along. So we've got, at the moment, you're lifting up there, that's, I would say, a blonde version.
It's a blonde wig.
It's sort of,
I suppose,
shoulder length hair. But it's all layered. I mean, actually, that's quite a nice style. Yep. I quite like that. Again, they're modern in my terminology. Yeah. They're not just a standard, what I call Cleopatra wig.
They're not. And as I say, because of the range of colours, you know, some are highlighted, some aren't.
Oh, right, yeah.
And this one has like a fake scalp.
Inside, yes.
Yeah, it just adds to the realistic.
Yeah, so when you're looking effectively at the roots, you don't see some strange plastic thing. You're seeing effectively like the roots of my head that I would normally see. Can I reach across?
I was going to say.
She's not throwing it at me. I'm just going to have a feel, again, because you want to actually understand that it isn't just this sort of real nylon-y weirdness. Like, I suppose it goes back to my Barbie doll days, playing with Antini. What's it called? Tiny Tears? Do you remember Tiny Tears?
Yes,
you're
I do.
Too young,
I do, actually.
I had a little Tiny Tears, yes. I used to play with her hair, but it's just not like this.
No.
This is, you know, this is... Now, this might be weird because I'm stroking it, but it is the actual... natural. I mean, is this a real hair one or is
that is synthetic.
This is the synthetic.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, the actual shape and how it moves, it's great. I really love to see this because, again, it is a key thing for women's confidence and men's.
That's right. Exactly.
And so you're right. It's got to look real.
It has.
It can't be looked like just stuck something on my head. But
best quality wigs.
Become part of me, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And then you've got a sort of, how would you class that? A brunette?
Yes. Yes, this is a brunette.
A brunette one.
A little bit longer, sort of a medium length.
Oh, and a bit more shaped. Right. Again, I will do photos of these either, maybe do it on our next music break and I'll tweet them out for you. So slightly different shape as well, but a bit longer at the back. So again, probably going down into a nice, that's a nice little V shape into the neck.
Mm-hmm.
But again, all those lovely layers, so it gives it real lovely, I sound like a hairdresser now, don't I? It gives it lovely movement
and
flow.
That's right.
But again, those wonderful inside, sort of almost the actual, like a net that blends in. So again, it doesn't look like...
No.
So I'm looking at this now, and I'm going back to my question, Catherine, of how would it stay on my head? Because there's no Velcro stickiness, glue patches.
No, you don't need that.
You don't need that. So it is literally... fitted, and that's why this size is important.
Yes, it's just really about finding the correct size for the person.
Great.
And just adjusting it to fit to
and
each individual.
And you said they're adjustable. I noticed the little tabs inside
that's right.
So that's brilliant. But of course not too tight, otherwise I get headaches.
Yeah, no, they're not that tight.
Well, I'm going to get my phone out so I can do some twitty pictures. Twitty pictures? Knowing me, yes they are. But let's have another wonderful song you've chosen today. It hasn't been played before because it's so appropriate with health and well-being and the inspirational guests that we have on here. And this is Search for the Hero Inside Yourself. And we'll be back in a bit.
burning bright. The missing treasure you must find. Because you and only you alone can build a bridge across the stream. With your spell, it lies rich tapestry. Your path up to a field so free. You've got to search for the hero inside your face. Search for the secret you hide.
RIFT Research and Development. Tax rewards for innovative small businesses. RIFTResearch.com. Who Cares Wins, with your hosts Angela Breyer-Stevenson and Jan Mulligan on Channel Radio.
So we've been having a little fun in the studio because we thought we'd have a little go again at the periscoping. So you are here on channelradio.co.uk. That's our live listen link on the website. Or you can go to whocareswinsradio.co.uk and you can also choose the listen live link on there. And we are live in the studio now till 1 o'clock. Normally it's 12 till 1, but we are on the last 15 minutes of the show. And we've been talking with the wonderful Catherine Horn. So give us a wave for those people on the periscope. They are, hopefully I've got you in the camera there. So we're having some fun with Periscope. And we are talking about your wonderful story about how you set up Panache Wigs because of your own personal journey with breast cancer and hair loss. But of course, we're now looking at the other angles of your business because naturally we're saying, well, yes, there's a whole reason of things out there that are why I could be suffering with hair loss.
Yes.
Whether it be through other medications,
that's right.
Whether it be through other treatments, not just for cancer, but other areas, but also just generally I could be losing my hair through stress. It could be diet, nutrition, and also the older generation might start suffering with hair loss. Although I know with the men especially, they can suffer with hair loss a lot earlier in their younger years. So you'd talk to anyone, wouldn't you, Catherine, really?
I would.
Anyone at all?
Yes, anybody that
And great
that
advice
help.
That you can give them, which is fantastic. So you are based really through the website. So it's panachewigs.co.uk.
That's
right. Your website.
Yes.
You've also got a Facebook page. Just remind me of your Facebook page there, Catherine.
I have. Facebook is Panache Wigs.
So literally, if I just type Panache Wigs when I'm in Facebook, it should bring you up. I know that we've liked you. So if you're on the Who Cares Wins show Facebook page, you'll be able to see that one of our likes is Panache Wigs. So go and give them a like and say hi to her. So the website, you've also got email, probably the best email to use if I want to contact
email.
You for more info.
Yes, it's info@panachewigs.co.uk.
Fantastic. I notice also here you are on LinkedIn. So the wonderful networking group, LinkedIn. Where is it? I've just lost it. There it is. LinkedIn. So if you want to find us, we have a group, Catherine, on LinkedIn.
Okay.
For Who Cares Wins Radio. So please do join it. It's free.
Will do.
But yes, Catherine Horn. So that's Catherine with a K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E
Horn, H-O-R-N. If you look her up on LinkedIn, you can connect with her if you wish that way. But I think probably the best, Catherine, is through the website, because it's got all the information there about your story and also all the offers of what you give, the service, and also, more importantly, if people are interested in price, to give them an idea. But again, I really would encourage you, listener, if you are either going to talk to Catherine or you know somebody that you're going to recommend her to talk to, then please do phone her and have a chat first, because it really is such a bespoke service.
It is.
It does depend on the individual.
That's right.
And also what they're looking at. And it also could be whether it's about, we talked about transgender, whether we talked about the cross-dressing, whether we talked about shows, people dress because they are going to be on stage.
That's right.
I mean, it could be even theatre. Come and contact you.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming as well, if people want to just literally, we've just had the Christmas New Year parties, but they could contact you for that, surely.
Yes, any special social occasion. Yeah, I have a few customers that want to have, you know, say they have short hair and they want to have nice long hair for a ball or something.
Fantastic. So if I wanted a bright green one to match my, or a bright orange one to match my ticket car, you could probably find that for me somehow. So I've set her a challenge now, listeners.
You have.
She's thinking, oh, how can I get one of those? Well, before I go into some news and events and things and reminders for next week, just to, first of all, Catherine, it has whizzed by. So
it has.
We haven't really covered probably a whole host of information that we could share. But please, thank you from the bottom of my heart, especially. And I know Jan will probably be able to listen back to this. She also thanks you for coming down to here today to explain just literally, as I always talk about it, being scratching the surface about what our listeners and our guests do.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for that.
That's a pleasure. Thank you.
If you do have any further questions for Catherine, don't forget that if this is, you know, listening live, but now you're listening later, you want to pick up where she left off, so you want to rewind and listen, then of course you can contact her. That's probably the best way.
Yeah.
But we are always on Twitter, so you can use at CareSwins or at Panache Wigs or both, and we'll pick up those answers and share them on, or even just referrals or contacts of how to find out more.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the panachewigs.co.uk is the way to go.
Thank you.
And yes, you might have to have a few more people to help you if you start dominating the world.
Yes.
So if somebody rings up from Australia, they might need somebody out there.
Yeah.
Actually, on that note, quickly, I'm assuming you might have now in your network, you're building it up, that in your network you will probably now be able to say, well, obviously I can't come to Australia unless you are visiting. But you could actually maybe signpost. I'm not saying recommend, but signpost where they need to start first if they really lost and just don't know what to do.
Yeah, definitely.
So great stuff. Thank you so much. Twitter's gone mad. I've just seen the lovely Sarah. Do you know Sarah? Is it Balefus? Hope I pronounced your name correctly, Sarah. She is known on Twitter as the @fatigue expert. Oh, Sarah, we may need to get you on the show. You might want to be a guest, just like Catherine, and share your story. But she says, I've just lost it there. She says, great show at Panache Week. So thank you, Catherine, again.
Thank
from
you.
On Twitter. Brilliant, brilliant stuff. Gareth Cairns, that's Zoe's wonderful husband. I see he's now following us. Got another follower, Daily Cookbooks. Oh, that's interesting.
Ooh.
Daily Cookbooks. Let's have a little quick look at who they are. Daily Cookbooks.
Oh, that looks nice.
Subscribe to our news. Oh, look at that pizza.
Oh, yum.
They are on Twitter at Daily Cookbooks if you want to go and follow them and have a look. Can't see where they're based. There's no location. Can you see that, Catherine?
No,
nothing there.
I can't.
So dailycookbooks.com. So they could be overseas because I can see American dollars there.
Yes.
So they could be a friend from overseas, which is great.
Yep.
We don't just stay in Kent. We go well. So thank you, Catherine. I just want to highlight next week's guest is the wonderful, drum roll please, is the Miriam McGuirk. She's going to be in the studio. She's going to be in the house with me. We are going to have a laugh, but we're also going to find out what Miriam has been up to since she was last on the show, and also how she gets these wonderful books together and gets them out there. So we're talking about her, the wonderful author. And don't forget, I will remind you again, that Miriam, we have a competition running for Miriam's books, her two recent books. One is called Shattered Dreams and Scorpions at Midnight, which I'm reading at the moment. Mm-hmm. It's all about her personal journey from how she has learnt to live with ME. And the debilitating illness that can give, and how she's now partly lives in Turkey and Kent, and also how now the writing has helped her. So that book is about her little journey there, part of her journey. And then also a little pocket of inspiration book, which is again full of quotes and things. So hence the inspiration competition.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you have until the 31st of January, listener, to tweet us or email us or Facebook us at Cares Wins or Who Cares Wins Radio Show, or the email is studio@whocareswinsradio.co.uk, and tell us what quote or motto inspires you to carry on with life and to just get up and go, maybe.
Yeah.
So if you're on Periscope, I'm just about to close our video, but hopefully you've heard that competition. Tell us what term inspires you. We will then pick your name out of the hat and we will announce the winner of those books on Monday, the 1st of February, live in the show. So let me just stop there, our broadcast on Periscope. And I now want to just highlight a few things that you may or may not know about. Did you know that the 5th of February, I did shout about it before, but the 5th of February is what they call Wear It, Beat It Day, all to do with the British Heart Foundation.
Oh, okay.
British Heart Foundation, something very dear to my heart, mm-hmm. with my father passing. And I have been loading up all sorts of my clothes from my mother, from her wardrobe, and I've been taking them to the bins, the British Heart Foundation bins.
Yes.
So, but they have a Wear It, Beat It on the 5th of February. So don't forget, if you want to perhaps raise money for the research within the British Heart Foundation, then it's, I love this, it says get ready, R-E-D-D-Y, get ready by wearing red and hosting a red event with your friends, your family or your colleagues. Whoever you're doing it for or whatever you decide to wear, it's easy for your workplace, your school, a group of friends, a local community to take part. So the best place is to either have a look via Twitter. Don't forget British Heart Foundation is on Twitter. And also the website all about this special event, which is the 5th of February. That's when it happens and you promote it and raise the awareness. So get prepared beforehand, so it's not long, is wearitbeatit.bhf.org.uk. So that's where you can go and find out more information there. I also want to just remind you, this week, I did mention it at the beginning of the show, this week is Cervical Cancer Prevention Week. So anything you can do to raise awareness of cervical cancer and the pre-screenings and getting to your doctor if you're at all unsure, the early diagnosis is much better, as I'm sure Catherine is. She's nodding away at me.
Definitely.
You know, don't ignore these things.
No.
So go and see your doctor. Don't forget, the website is joestrust.co.uk. That's J-O-S, trust.co.uk. Their hashtag on Twitter, which you may remember, Catherine, is, you see them all over the place. They are women smearing their lipstick.
Yes.
And it's, the hashtag is smear for smear. And you basically take a photograph, you lipstick on, maybe a bright red colour, and you smear it, and then you take a selfie,
okay.
and then you post that on Twitter with the hashtag smear for smear. And again, it's all to do with raising awareness for cervical cancer.
That's good.
Don't forget, tonight it's Burns Night.
Mm.
That was my Scottish accent. You like that, Catherine?
Haggis for tea.
I'm not sure about that.
No,
but yeah,
my.
It's Burns Night. So all of our Scotland listeners, if you're up there getting ready for tonight, then have a fantastic and safe evening, everyone. Don't forget, tomorrow, as I mentioned earlier, is also Australia Day. So those down under are going to be having some barbies. In fact, is it now? They're probably already awake, aren't they?
Yes.
Or getting
possibly.
Up for Australia Day. So if you're listening now, happy Australia
Day.
I've done Miriam's competition. Where's all my paperwork gone? I just need to make sure I've covered. I like to do awareness things because sometimes we miss these. And I believe if you look on the awareness, I can't find it now. I've lost it. Ugh. But there is a bug busting. I think it's Wednesday is bug busting day.
Oh, okay.
Which was, it just fascinated me when I found, when I was doing my research for the show today. But it's to do with head lice in schools.
Oh, right.
For the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all, again, raising awareness about how we can prevent it, how we can stop the spread of it, how if we do have our kids that get it, how we can, you know, look after and contain it and and clear it out. So, yeah, I think I'll look up the website, folks, and I'll put it on our Facebook page, as I do with all of our awareness or events. And firstly, lastly, see, look, I think I'm starting again. Don't forget Lisa Settle. She is my, she's my aim for this year. She's going to be my big push for charity. If you want to do something for charity, then you might not want to actually physically do it. So she's going to cycle from Vietnam to Cambodia, 280 miles. All you need to do
fantastic.
Is go to her Just Giving site and donate some money and urge her and support her. So once again, thank you, Catherine.
Pleasure.
Thank you, listeners. Thank you, tweet folk. Thank you, Facebook folk. We are going to be back next week in the studio with the lovely Miriam McGuirk, and we're going to be announcing the winner of our competition, our Inspire competition. In the meantime, I am going to try and play. In fact, no, I think should we have Lifted? I think you have.
Yep.
Lifted us all. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to play out with Lifted by the Lighthouse family. Have a great week and a safe week and a healthy week, everyone. Take care.
Bye-bye.
I really love to be alone without all the aching pain and the April shower. But it ain't long before I long for you, like a ray of hope coming through the blue. When it all gets dark and then the whole thing falls apart, I guess it doesn't really matter about the rain, 'cause we'll get through it anyway. We'll get up and start again, 'cause we could be lifted. Lifted, lifted. We could be lifted from the shadow. Lifted, oh, we could be lifted up today, lifted all the way. You and I forever, baby, lifted, lifted. We'll get through it anyway. We'll get back to the start again.